My name is Brittany Twinnick. I'm the Indigenous Services Consultant at Edmonton Public Libraries.
Brittany, tell me all the latest buzz. Stories of the Land. What's it all about for the month of February?
So Stories of the Land is an online digital platform that EPL helps support. We're getting ready to launch our Stories of the Land, our Storytelling Month here at EPL. So we're really excited to share authentic Indigenous stories and perspectives with everyone. Just super excited.
Brittany, tell me a little more about what sparked the interest. Why is this so important to do this?
Yeah, I was always taught that in winter, you know, we gather and we're able to tell stories and really make that connection to community. It's a beautiful day outside, but sometimes, you know, January, February can be so brutal, and it's so important to be able to lean on community and be able to share and learn.
So let's highlight Voices of the Land. So there's a lot of amazing authors, Indigenous authors, that you're promoting. There's going to be scavenger hunts and so much more. Tell me a little more about that.
Yeah. So at EPL, we have our Stories of the Land series. And we're going to be having different activations throughout all of our branches. You'll be able to go onto the Edmonton Public Library's website, epl.ca-indigenous, to kind of see what's happening. At our Stanley A. Milner branch, we're going to be hosting some extra special activations. Today, if anyone is around and wants to come visit at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a community tea from 3 to 6. So you got lots of opportunity to come visit. We're going to have a Voice of the Land storytelling gathering. We have a wonderful story gatherer and artist named Laura Dancy, who's going to come in on Family Day for some specific programming, and that's all on the website.
Brittany, tell me, out of all the authors, Indigenous authors, who's your favorite one so far?
Favorite author? I'm going to say, like, something that I'm so excited about is our elder in residence, Lorette Gourlot, is going to be doing traditional stories on the 28th, and I can't express how excited I am to hear her be able to share some of that amazing wisdom she has, and also just a wicked sense of humor.
Stories of the Land, tell me, when does it kick off officially?
So we technically launch today, and some of our branches, most of it will be happening that week leading up to Family Day, but at the Stanley A. Milner, you'll be able to come and do a bit more.
For more information, where can our audience connect with you more? Where can they find you?
Yeah, so epl.ca-indigenous is a great way to find everything. If you're interested in the online storytelling platform, Voice of the Land, it's voiceoftheland.org.